Okay, today's topic is probably not the most practical topic for most of the people in this room, but it's a very interesting topic in Lumdus. Rabbi Herschel mentioned last night about how payday for counselors came on visiting day, because that's when they get all their tips. So one of the elements of payday for anybody is that there is an isur in the Torah, potentially many isurim in the Torah, against paying workers late, or that a person has to pay a worker on time. It appears two places in the Torah, in Dvarim Perachav Dalid, Pasuk Yodalid and Tesvav, Lo Sa'ashok Sachir Aniva Avyon Me'achecha Omi Gercha Sharvartzcha B'sharecha Biyomo Titein Tzcharo. You have to pay him on time. Lo Sova Lo Vashemesh Ki Anihu Ve'ilavu Noseas Nafsho. He's relying on it. Lo Yikra Lecha L'Hashem Ve'ibucha Chet. He's going to cry he didn't get paid on time, and that's not going to look good for you in the eyes of God. In Vayikra Perik Yotas and Parshas Kedoshim Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah again tells us, or told us previously, Lo sa ashok esriacha v'lo sigzol lo salin pulas sachiritcha ad boker. Now, just the number of times that the Torah says, and the number of different ways the Torah says not to pay late, tells you that there are many yisurim involved in this. The Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Kafir Aleph tells us, Kolakovish schar sachir over bechamisha shemos halalu ve'asei. It's a violation of five lavin and one mitzvah asei. Mishum bal tashok esriacha, mishum bal tigzol, mishum bal tashok sachirani, umishum bal talin, umishum biyomotitin scharo. It's a violation of all of these yisurim. So Rashi over there says, well, it can't be all at once, because a schir yom would have the yisur of lo salin ad boker from Vayikra, a schir laila would have lo saval of Hashemesh from Devarim, meaning depending if the guy works during the day or night, you can't have both Yisurim at the same time, but still, it's a lot of Yisurim. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Chiras Halacha Aleph and Beis sounds like all are violated simultaneously, but it's just hard to imagine how that could possibly be. Kesef Mishnah explains that a Kovesh Schar Sachir who intends never to pay, or to make the guy suffer by waiting, where he's dafka holding out on him, violates all the Yisurim. But if you intend to pay, and you're just being lazy, and you're late, then you only violate an aseh velos aseh, but you don't violate all of these Yisurim. But be that as it may, not only from the number of Yisurim violated, but from other passages as well, we know that this is a very serious Isur. The Zohar in Parshas Kedoshim says it can cost a person years off of his life by violating this Isur. Rav Sturmbach in the Tshuva, and Tshuva Sanagos, Chelek Aleph, Sim Tav Tav Tzadi Tes, writes that even if a guy doesn't say anything, the worker doesn't ask for it, that's because he doesn't have a choice, because it's his job and he doesn't want to upset the boss. Or maybe he doesn't realize that he's entitled to be paid on time. But you can't pay with a post-dated check or delay any payment unless there is mechila gemura on behalf of the worker. It's one of the great... It's perhaps a very great chilul Hashem that the institutions that are or workplaces that are most notorious for paying late are very often yeshivas, which is very counter to what the Torah demands. Baruch Hashem, I've my whole life worked in yeshiva that always paid exactly on time, but that's notorious that the yeshivos are sometimes late with these things. The Rambam in Mitzvos Lo Sasei Reish LaMelches says that part of the Yisur is Shelo Lirmos, is not to fool the guy. What does it mean not to fool the guy? Not to fool the guy into thinking that he's not entitled to a timely payment. He is entitled to it. It's what the Torah demands. So a few details about this halacha. First of all, who's included in this halacha? Let's say you have non-Jewish workers. Normally, mitzvos peron lechavero only apply ben adam lechavero with other Jews. However, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Sei Reish, and the Sefer Achinuch, the Mitzvah Reish Lamed, both say that even a guy is included in Biyom Otzitein Scharo, so it's sort of unique amongst mitzvos ben adam lechavero, that it applies even to a non-Jew. The Shulchan Aruch in Yardei Kufnun Tes, Siv Beis, quotes the discussion whether ribis applies to a mumar, but that's only by ribis because you have a chayachicha yimach, that it has to be a chicha. But over here, you definitely need to pay even a mumar on time, even someone who's not pikaris or whatever, doesn't make a difference. A guy, you have to pay on time. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lamed Tes, Siv Tes, writes that when there's Yom HaShuk, that people get paid, then there's no violation. Meaning to say, you have someone who shows up to work every day, but it's understood that there's a once-a-month paycheck. So that's the day that everyone gets paid. So that's the understanding, Meikara, and you don't have to pay him each and every day when it's understood that he's supposed to get paid only once a month or twice a month. Rav Sturmbach and Shuvas Van Hagos, Chelek Aleph Sim Tav Tav Tzadi Tes, Os Vav, says that you can't assume that people are okay with being paid a few days late because it's industry standard, that you know all the yeshivas do it, or whatever. You can't make that assumption. That's not something that people are typically okay with. The Gemara Bava Metzia Kofir Aleph says if you hire through a shliach, then there's no issur to delay payments. And Machlokes Rishonim, why that should be the case. The Ritva says, because we don't say shluch shalom kamoso l'chavaso, to the chov of a person only l'tovaso. So to make me have to pay on time through a shliach, he can't do. It's a very difficult thing. So what do you mean? Even if a guy just starts working for you and it was a maisa kof, a monkey hired him to work for you, but he starts doing work for you, you have a chiv to pay him. So what difference does it make whether it was through a shliach, not through a shliach? Tosus Rid suggests different. He says that the worker is not so mechdas that he's actually going to be paid on time unless the boss is the one that hired him. The Chavetz Chaim says, just relating to yesterday's seminar, the Chavetz Chaim says that ishto kigufo in this regard, that if someone's wife hired someone, let's say very often a housekeeper or something like that is hired by the wife, but the husband has to make sure to pay on time, even, and we don't assume that there's no smichas das because they weren't hired by the one who's paying them. It's ishto kigufo, they're a single unit in this regard. Now, what is the nature of the avera? The Rambam writes that there's no malchus on this avera because it's nitan l'tashlumin. You can always pay it back later. What does that mean exactly? The Panim Meiros and Chelek Aleph Simcha Vav and the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Lamed point out, how is it nitan l'tashlumin? The Isser is not paying, the Isser is delaying payment. So whenever you pay, you didn't fix the Isser, you're still delayed, so how can you call that nitan l'tashlumin? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that the Rama must understand that it's a form of gezel. It's like stealing with a plan to return something. That the Gemara Bava Metzia says in Daf Samech Aleph that violates Lo Sigzel. So here also, so planning on paying late is gezel. It's gezel l'sha'a. You're stealing, so stealing is nitan l'tashlumin. There are two phenomenal chidushim that are offered by Achronim that are both very, very questionable. One, the Chavetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed that it's better not to pay early because in addition to all the los hases of paying late, there's a mitzvah biyomo titein scharo that you should pay on time. So if you pay early, you're avoiding the mitzvah of paying on time because on time comes and you don't owe the money anymore. So you want to do the mitzvah and you're not getting the mitzvah. And Rav Yashiv said, based on that, not to pay a taxi driver until the end of the ride. For that reason, even if he tells you what the fare is going to be, you negotiate the fare in advance, and it's not a la Monet, you know, where you don't know what the fare is going to be. So he says, don't pay till the end of the ride, because then you're avoiding the mitzvah of biyomo titein scharo based on this Chavetz Chaim. Rav Sternberg writes the same way in that same tshuva in Tshuvas Van Hagos Os Yud. The second chiddush, Rav Zilberstein suggests that once the taxi driver started the ride, where even if you wanted to back out, you'd have to pay the entire amount, meaning if you get to that point, building off of the Chavetz Chaim, he says, then you can pay, because then you already owe him the whole money. So once you already owe him all the money, so then you could pay it, then that's not called paying early. L'chora, both of these chidushim are very, very questionable. Rav Asher Weiss points out, when it comes to Mitzvah Biyomo Titein Scharo, we follow svara, we follow logic. What's the reason for the mitzvah of Biyomo Titein Scharo? That you shouldn't upset the guy, that he's going to feel like he's not getting paid. So that mitzvah is just as well fulfilled. Kal v'chomer it's fulfilled if you pay a person early. You know, working in Halb the last 7 years, very often, like before Yontif, they pay us a week early or 2 weeks or right before the Yontif to make sure everyone has money for Yontif. And we viewed that as a very great chesed, that was a very nice thing that they were giving an advance before Yontif. Not as Aivei, they're not doing the mitzvah of Biyomo Titein Scharo. We'd follow the svara, we'd follow the logic by mitzvah on the chavero. And even on Zilberstein's chiddush, if you aren't supposed to pay early, if you were to accept the Chavetz Chaim that you're not supposed to pay early, then starting the journey shouldn't help. Because the fact that once you started on the road that you would have to pay the full amount is not because you have to pay for services rendered. The services weren't rendered yet. You'd have to pay midin garmi, that you were mazikim begarmi, by taking him away from other jobs that he could have accepted at the same time. So it's not the same payment. So if you're going to accept the Chavetz Chaim's Chiddush, then you really need to accept it. You can't put Rav Zilberstein's modification that as long as you would have been on the hook for the full amount that you're allowed to pay early. Rav Sternbach concludes in his tshuva that when you do pay, you have to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah biyomo titein scharo and b'chol derechecha de'ehu, meaning a person should try to realize that these things are a mitzvah. And when you realize they're a mitzvah, so then it enhances the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Does a person have to borrow money in order to pay? So the Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, Chelek Aleph, Perek Tes, Siv Zayin says that you have to borrow. that if a person doesn't have money, he has to borrow money in order to pay. And his first raya is from a Gemara Menachos, Daf Mem, where the Gemara says that Be'idan Ritcha, Hashem punishes for a person not wearing tzitzis. If I don't have a beggar of Dal Kanfos, I'm technically not chayiv in tzitzis. True, but when Hashem looks at whether we're going out of our way to do mitzvos, so Hashem is going to see whether we try to avoid the mitzvah or not. So says Chavetz Chaim, similarly, if you have the ability to go around and borrow and be able to fulfill this mitzvah, you should go out of your way to try to fulfill this mitzvah. One could argue that that's not true, that if you don't have money, that there is no mitzvah, because Pasuk says, lo solin pu'ula sachir itcha, that you shouldn't keep it with you, which implies that you already have it. Plus, this l'chora should depend on, generally, when it comes to doing mitzvahs, do you have to borrow money to buy an esrog? Do you have to borrow money to buy tefillin? So it really borders on the discussion of how much in debt, or does a person have to put himself in debt at all in order to fulfill mitzvahs? The second raya the Chavetz Chaim brings, that you have to borrow money, is from Rashi on Chumash. Rashi says that the Torah gives you all night to pay a day worker, and all day to pay a night worker, so that if you don't have the money, you can go ask for the money. Levakesh ma'os. That you can go and try to find the money. So, l'chora, one could have read the Rashi is not as in ask for the money in terms of borrowing, but go and work a little more and get and earn some more money so that you can make sure that you have the money to pay the person. The last issue to discuss is how does this balance out with other mitzvahs? Meaning, let's say you have a choice. I can either pay my worker on time or I can do some other mitzvah. So how do we prioritize? Bir Alach and Simon Reshman Beisif Aleph Dibra Maschul Chabed points out that paying a worker on time is more important than Onek Shabbos. So if a person has to figure out whether he's going to buy some good meat for Shabbos or he's going to pay his workers on time, then he should pay his workers on time, because paying workers on time is a Doraisa, and it's both an Asay and a Los Asay. Onek Shabbos is Midivrei Kabbalah and is therefore not as important of a mitzvah. What about when it comes to tefillah? A person could either go and find the money to pay his workers, or he can daven. So interestingly, in Likutei Torah, Chaim Vital in Parshas Kedoshim says that the Arizal was makbid not to daven mincha until he paid his workers, because he couldn't possibly face the Ribono Shel Olam without having done his obligations. Vayimis akev lefa'amim ilispal al mincha ad sheshileim ulefa'amim ma'akev u'ma'achar tefilas mincha ad shkia sachama. Sometimes he'd wait till shkia. Doesn't say whether it's ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'lo ad b'chlal, whether it's pashkia or not. There's a discussion the Kleisenberger has in the tshuva about what that means in Divrei Yatziv or Chaim Simon Kuf Yud. Shelo haya biyado mos muzmanu priaschar vayimishaleach umevakesh mos mikan. He'd go and he'd send and he'd ask for money ad sheshilim schar sachir v'achar kachay mispal mincha, and only then he would daven mincha va'omer, and he would explain. How could it be that I'm going to daven to Hashem and I have this big mitzvah in front of me and I didn't fulfill this mitzvah? How could I have the chutzpah to approach the Kodesh Baruch Hu after I just failed to do his mitzvah? This is the Arizal L'shitaso, that v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is a prerequisite to tefillah, that a person has to make sure that all of his ben adam l'chaveru obligations are taken care of before a person approaches the Ribono Shel Olam in tefillah. In the Siddur Yaivitz, he says that this is true. The Arizal does, even though the guy didn't ask for the money. He was still makbid to pay before davening. The Chayyadim in his Tzava'a says that if the guy asks, then you can be mevatel tefillah entirely. Forget about delaying tefillah. If the guy asks for the money, then that's what you got to do first. Then you're osik b'mitzvah, you're going to be pater from tefillah. The third issue of balancing this mitzvah versus other things is, what about Chayecha Kodman? The Chosin Yosef, Rav Yosef Engel wrote a sefer called Chosin Yosef. In Chosin Yosef, he's not sure if Chayecha Kodman applies when you owe somebody money. Meaning, normally we say it's you against him, so you have to take care of yourself first. But what if you actually owe him money? Maybe you have to take care of him first. So Rav Asher Weiss just points out it's hard to understand. I mean, you certainly don't have to starve in order to pay your workers on time. So what does it mean Chayecha Kodman wouldn't apply? The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tavkuf Peches, says you don't even have to lose a lot of money to pay workers. Although it's not Rav Asher's assumption that you certainly don't have to starve is not so posh. What if he's going to starve? right? Meaning the whole din of chayach kodmin is that you don't have to starve if it's you or him, and you have the flask of water, you're allowed to take it for yourself. That's chayach kodmin. But what if you have his flask of water and you owe it to him? So that's what the Chosin Yosef was saying, that he wasn't sure. Chosin Yosef is a fascinating sefer. In the introduction, it says that right, the Chosin Yosef, I think, was the sefer of Ha'aros on the Avnei Milun. Maybe it's a different Chosin Yosef that this was quoting. But Rav Yosef Engel wrote a sefer Chosin Yosef Ha'aros on the Avnei Milun that he wrote because he wasn't. Doctors told him he wasn't allowed to read, so he had someone read to him Avnei Milun, and he dictated his chidushim back to the person, and they wrote the sefer Chosin Yosef. That's what it says in the introduction. Okay.